Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Many different ways to hear us. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers too, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs, we appreciate what you're doing to help America keep rolling along. Now don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump in the chat room, and you can converse with us just like everybody's doing right now in there. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, certainly that first hour was exciting, got a lot of group participation going there with all the different things we were talking about. And if you want to hear more, you can always catch the podcast by going to my podcast site. Now, we are on Podomatic.com, the CaptainsAmerica.Podomatic.com, but we're also found on GCN Live. Our podcast is there. We're on TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com, and every one of our radio station affiliates has got availability and capability to be able to have our link there for the podcast, too, and most of them do, as well as streaming. They're all streaming on their own there all around the country. Now, Condoleezza Rice, Kyle, told the president that he needs to stop tweeting. He needs to speak to every American, not just those that agree with him. Now, I don't think she gets the message.
Well, I know that Condoleezza Rice, number one, I have the utmost respect for her and
sure.
What she's been able to accomplish and what she's done for this country, first and foremost. Well, I think, though, Captain, that what we'll be seeing from the president, and the president loves to tweet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what he likes to do. I don't think it will ever be curtailed in any way. He believes that's his direct line to the American people. But I do think this. I think that the president is going to either through tweeting and probably through a national address and certainly through campaign, stops and commercials, is going to be able to tell the American people how he reacted very quickly to the George Floyd killing, brought in the FBI very, very quickly, and was able to put in the wheels in motion on these investigations without any kind of hesitation. And I think that when the president is able to reiterate that, he will show that he has a unity of purpose with all people across the country who were not who are just taken aback, obviously disgusted by what we saw in that video. But as far as the president doing the kinds of things that some of the different politicians want him to do, I don't think he'll do it anytime soon, but he'll do it in his own way.
And the other thing is with this COVID-19 scare, pandemic, call it what you want, it shut down the president from holding the big rallies he was holding, and that they thought would level the playing field, I guess, with Joe Biden. Now, there's some polls that are out there, folks, and if you believe that Joe Biden has a 10-point lead, or I'm sorry, double-digit lead of any type on Donald Trump, then you're smoking something, because I'm telling you, the activity I've seen and the Democrats that I've talked to, by the way, a lot of Democrats were there where I was at the gun show over the weekend, and they're not supporting Joe Biden.
Well, no, and there's so many Democrats who are absolutely just completely confused.
You notice I said gun show?
Gun show. Well, of course.
The Democrats are aware of the fact that Joe Biden wants more gun control, and they were there buying guns and ammunition. Hello.
Well, because, again, you know, Joe Biden is really in so many ways parroting the typical party line when it comes to firearms, the Second Amendment, this kind of thing. And unfortunately, he's never going to break out and be able to say, look, I get it. I mean, yeah, we have the funny thing he said a while back, buy a shotgun, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's not connecting with real people on this.
Now, British scientists are near a breakthrough on COVID-19, a treatment for it, and some doctor somewhere in the United States said that he may have a heartburn medicine that may work towards the COVID-19. Now, that would be weird. Heartburn medication working as a sidebar to the COVID-19 thing.
Well, again, in cases like this, you know, it's like, because we are fighting a war against the COVID-19 virus. And when you're fighting a war, you're trying to develop all kinds of different weapons, whatever the case may be, mission-specific things. And a lot of times, you know, you stumble onto something that, hey, this works, and we can combine it with this, and that's a great thing, but it's been so politicized.
Yeah, by the way, we had another one bite the dust, the New York Times opinions editor resigned over the Tom Cotton controversy with him slipping in a conservative op-ed piece. Imagine that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks would probably say, and we care about what the New York Times is doing because...
I don't. All right, hold that thought. I could care less what the New York Times does. They're certainly not my cup of tea, and it was bad enough when we used to have to read it in high school. It was a rag then, it's a rag now, even worse. All right, be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. His studio is right around the corner from where I'm at right now, and he's not in town for the next few days, so he's out and about doing something. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, leg pain, hip pain, I'll tell you what, this is the thing for you, an all-natural product called Relief Factor. Now, you'll start out with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. You get that right away. It costs you $19.95 for 3 weeks. You'll find out whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And once you know that's going to happen, then it becomes an automatic shipment. And all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And order it over there. Now, there's a little tutorial there as well from the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot that own and operate Relief Factor. And you can check that out, see what they have to offer, and then you'll know what I know. And simply put, it works for me, it'll work for you. It's a great product, and I believe in it firmly, or I wouldn't be talking about. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, President Trump has endorsed his former White House doctor, Dr. Ronny Jackson. Remember him?
I believe so, yes.
Running for Congress in Texas to replace Congressman Mac Thornberry, who has announced that he will not seek re-election. So the president has put his stamp of approval on Dr. Ronny Jackson, and we'll see how that all works out.
Well, yeah, hopefully it works out well, yes.
And in addition, the DHS Secretary, Mr. Wolf, yesterday said that the early action by the president and the White House quelled the protest violence.
Well, I would think so, because, again, you know, they have reacted very quickly to so many of the aspects of this current event. But who did not react very, very well, I think, Captain, would be the Democrat mayors, the Democrat governors.
Of course not.
Yeah.
They didn't want the National Guard there. They didn't want the extra protection there. They were, well, can't we all just get along? And all that mantra that they were singing. And, oh, by the way, thousands of National Guard troops had pulled out of D.C. as the peaceful protests continue there. So they're going to see if that happens or not. We'll go from there and try over again. Now, here's one for you. This kind of says it all. Democrats are leaving Christianity and the church in droves, according to a study. I have no reason to doubt that.
Yeah, I don't doubt it either. You know, it's and I'm sure it has something to do
socialism.
Well, sure.
The younger people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has something to do with somehow believing that Christianity is outdated or it doesn't fall in line with the times and this kind of thing. Of course, nothing in my view could be further from the truth. But also, we do see these lines forming, this divide in America, you know, down political lines and now down mm-hmm. religious lines as yeah. people seek to identify themselves yeah. different ways.
Now, our Florida Senator, Rick Scott, former governor, is decrying the blue state bailouts. He's saying, nope, let them sink on their own. Let them do what they got to do to get themselves straightened around. But the federal government should not have to bail them out. And I'm in absolute total agreement with that.
Well, you know, in my state, Captain California,
I'll let you sink. I don't care.
Right. Well,
and by the way, throw the illegals the hell out of there. Maybe you'll be better off.
Well, but the governor here was, of course, saying, well, we had this, you know, budget surplus and then COVID-19 hit.
Sure.
But yet, here's the thing, though. You know, if we're going to keep everybody locked down for so long and make the rules so almost impossible to follow, well, don't be surprised when the tax revenue goes down or exactly. And so the way to get back to having that surplus is to get people back to work,
yep.
as opposed to having it be a political fight, thinking I'll make the pain worse and maybe we'll get another
yep.
president.
Now, on the other hand, here's something that ought to make everybody hot under the collar. We now have a new kind of theft, a new kind of criminal. Criminals are stealing unemployment benefits as more fraudulent claims are surging.
Yes, that's what we hear. Yes.
Now, this, folks, is stuff that you've got people collecting unemployment that actually work. I happen to know some people that were dealers yesterday that were working as dealers that collect unemployment or collect something in the form of, what's that other thing, that not the PPE. But anyway, well, that's the secret of the unemployment. That are collecting unemployment and they're over there selling their wares.
Well, right.
Tell me that's fair.
Well, that's not supposed to be, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you say anything. I was just hoping that one, and by the way, one of these times, somebody from the IRS is going to show up and knock on one of their tables and go, excuse me, can I see your tax number?
Well, right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, fraud, you know, has some pretty bad consequences.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. We had just a terrible week over the weekend, especially in California. You had a sheriff's deputy in Northern California get killed in an ambush by an Air Force staff sergeant who was AWOL, who used an explosive and a gun to shoot and kill and blow up this deputy and injure another one. And he was finally taken out himself. He wasn't killed, but he was shot and taken into custody. And this is just unbelievable. Like I say, in the last week, 72 police officers killed or wounded during the week. That's just unbelievable.
Well, it really is unbelievable, Captain. And I think that this particular case as well looks like the FBI is investigating to find out if there's any link between the ambush that you just described and the death of Dave Patrick Underwood, a federal officer who was killed in a drive-by shooting at the U.S. courthouse in Oakland on May 29th. So they're looking into that as well, we understand.
Now, we know American jobs are returning, and we know that we're probably going to have, let's call it an ugly summer, simply because that's the best word I can think of at the moment. Jobs are going to go up. Unemployment's going to drop. It may not drop as fast. It may drop faster than what I'm thinking. But, I mean, everybody was in shock. They were absolutely in shock over what happened last week with the jobs report.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, and because they expected it to be so much worse, and what they're saying, and what I'm hearing from different people, Captain, is that it looks like we might get to that coveted V-shaped recovery after all, the one that we were told that, well, that can't happen if this is too bad.
Yeah, and there's something called shared work programs. Have you ever heard of that?
Somewhat, but not.
Yeah, they've got them out there in your state of California. A lot of the other states do, too. It's something that was put brought forth by the federal government to try to create jobs in different agencies, and they would reach over from, say, one agency to another agency to another to bring people in to get the jobs that were available. But in some states, that program that's out there is offering a path to rehire a number of U.S. workers and perhaps even retrain them to do a different job.
Well, that's a good thing, because we do know this, Captain, not everybody is going to go back to the job they had. That's, I think, the unfortunate reality. The PPE program was more or less designed to try to put things in limbo for a short period of time, but there are industries that have been so affected by the shutdown that people may not go back to the same job that they had before, especially if they're in a restaurant that closed and so on and so forth.
Well, that's the problem. Some of the victims of this have been the mom-and-pa restaurants and the mom-and-pa corner groceries and that sort of thing. They're just not going to be able to come back. And anybody that got burned out in this debacle, this riot, call it what you want, that's just a horrible shame to have the pandemic and not to be able to be open, and then you just barely get your doors open, and now you get burned out too? I mean, my goodness.
Well, the costs alone, Captain, of not only having to recover and repair the damage and try to reopen then, but then your insurance costs are going to go up. There's all kinds of other things that are going to be involved in this, which may simply be the tipping point for businesses that run on very, very thin margins.
Right. And government officials are saying that there's no systemic problem of racism within the law enforcement agencies. And I see a lot of I see blacks, I see Eurasians, I see Asians, I see Latinos, I see whites. It's in the fire service, you know, all working together, all doing the job they do. Because you have to count on that guy or that gal that's next to you to see to it that you're going to get back to your family or wherever at the end of the shift and all that sort of stuff. And it's not dog eat dog and all that other sort of stuff like some people are leading us to believe. And, oh, by the way, that cop.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of really ridiculous internet rumor going on out there that this cop was an actor that was put there. He's not really a policeman. He's an actor. Are you kidding me? 19 years on the force and the guy's an actor?
No, that's just one of those internet things, like you said.
Tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of policy. So when we come back, we'll have our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of activity going on out there in the world in which we live. Military moving here, moving there. Got some exercises going on. NORTHCOM is busy, as well as some others. And I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly,
I hope it's the last time we will ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested in New York since the start of the protests. But the mayor is looking forward, focusing on healing, reopening, and rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to phase one.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was here last week and talking about the National Aviation Academy. This week, today, as a matter of fact, the campus in Massachusetts, up in Concord, Massachusetts, is opening up. And here's more about them right now, and then we'll get right back to you. So let's get this going.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, and that's the one that's opening again today for classes. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard. And you've got your choice of two different campuses where you can check them out. And here's how you do that.
First of all, you look online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you take a look at them online, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their two campuses. Check them out. See what they're all about. And I'm telling you, it'll make a believer out of you right quick, as they like to say. So there you go. But here we go with more information that's going on. Now, in the world in which we live, there's nothing any worse than getting beat by the bad guys. And, of course, we got a bad guy. We apparently nailed the French forces. Let's see, nailed a Al-Qaeda North Africa commander by the name of Abdelmalek Diarko, or something like that. I screwed his name up, but that's okay. He was the leader of Al-Qaeda's North Africa affiliate. So they got him over the weekend, and that's a good thing. The more bad guys we can get, the better off we are. And also, the National Guard is pulling out of Washington, D.C. The Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy and Major General William Walker, commanding general of the D.C. National Guard, talked to reporters and said that the use of the National Guard during the protests in D.C. is now over, and they were moving them out of Washington, D.C. back to their home bases and deactivating them. So there you go. Also, the Naval Academy had a little problem over the weekend. A Naval Academy Alumni Association Board of Trustees member resigned from his position after an accidental Facebook link video broadcast showed him and his wife making racial comments and using racial slurs while talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. Not very smart on their part. Again, never know who's taking your picture or what they're recording when they do that. Now, also over the weekend, we had the 76th celebration of the invasion of D-Day, Normandy. Many of you know my dad jumped with the 82nd Airborne over Normandy. I tried like hell to get in that unit. They wouldn't let me in. I wound up in the 101st. And we had quite a lot of fun about that over the years. But 76 years, the greatest generation. Just think what would have happened if they hadn't have done what they did, how they did it. We all would have been speaking German or Russian or Japanese, however they would have divided the country up, because believe me, they would have. And an Army veteran, Jacob Neal, says that hospitals that have turned into battlefields during the COVID-19 pandemic need to have something special. So he designed a patch to honor the healthcare workers, a patch that they can wear on their uniforms. So that looks pretty sharp. I'm looking at it here right now. It's pretty sharp looking. So there you go. Now, the House Armed Services Committee, the chairman, Democrat Adam Smith, has requested both Department of Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, to come before his committee and explain the comments and actions from both of them in the past week. And they both said, no, they're not going to go. And I don't think they have to. So there you go. I don't think they have to. So we'll see how all that works out. Again, you've got so many different things going on here right now. And Sally, go to theanswersarasota.com, theanswersarasota.com. There you go, Sally in Plano, Texas. But anyway, it's all good, the things that are transpiring and going on here right now, because we're getting to the bottom of a lot of different things when we talk about the deep state and the swamp and all that. Many people are aware of the fact that a lot of stuff is happening, if you will. But they don't really get the story that they should get. And unfortunately, it's not all a bed of roses out there, because you just can't sugarcoat some of the stuff that's out there. We know they're going after the president. We know that. And we know that there are elements, believe it or not, some former military elements, because we heard from General Mattis, we heard from General Kelly. They didn't particularly care about whatever, but again, both of them left on a little bit of sour grapes, remember? The president let them go. Although we were told that General Mattis requested to leave and resigned and all that, but you got to believe there was a little bit of effort there, because that's just the way it works. And then you got, of course, General Kelly, who was a former chief of staff. He just, his military regimen, even though you love it, and you love the fact that you've got an organizer in chief there running the White House, and he did his job, I thought, excellently. By the way, he was a tremendous DHS secretary. He actually should have stayed where he was at in the Department of Homeland Security, because he did such a great job. And good morning, Melvin, up there in Saratoga Springs. I just saw you there, so good morning. So there you go. And let's not forget that with everything else that transpires, that certain people you're never going to please, ever, no matter what you do, never. So you try to do the best you can with what you got, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, well, you know, too bad, so sad, as I used to say back in the day, and I still do for that matter, too bad, so sad. You know, I started to say something about this a minute ago, but I'm going to say it now. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 48%. That number has been maintaining its level pretty much, and this is from Rasmussen reports, that number has been maintaining its level pretty much all along during the pandemic, all the way through. And the vast majority of Americans say their home states have begun to loosen their coronavirus lockdowns, with just over half reporting that someone in their immediate family has been able to return to work. And most voters than ever are regular internet users, with over one-third of those under 40 now saying their political opinions are influenced by social media. Now, most continue to believe that social media like Facebook and Twitter divide us as a nation. And most Americans also continue to give high praise to their local police and approve of their tactics, but following George Floyd's death, they're more critical of police-involved killings. Finally, voters are more critical of the police response to the latest outbreak of black protests nationwide, but also tend to agree with President Trump that the so-called Antifa movement, thought to be behind much of the violence, should be labeled as a terrorist group. Won't get any argument from me on that one. And voters also agree with President Trump that the operators of social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook are politically biased, but they stop short of endorsing his punitive executive order, opening them up to lawsuits over posts on their sites. And we'll get to more. Denise Simon coming up in about 10 minutes, but we'll come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, babe. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing. something wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to mash. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle. He done little Rooster Cruising, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's been around, that song's been around for hell, let's see here, 30 years. So there you go. Now, Tropical Storm Cristobal is on shore, and it's moving north up through the Mississippi Valley. So there's going to be tornado watches and warnings and flood watches and flood warnings all the way over into Alabama, all the way over west right now into Mississippi and Louisiana, because it's pretty much following the Mississippi Basin right up through today. It'll go up through Louisiana and through Mississippi and up into Arkansas and then up into Missouri. And it looks like it's going to make a little right loop and head towards Chicago and maybe the eastern part of Wisconsin. And within 2 or 3 days, it'll be up there somewhere into Canada, and they'll be getting all that rain up there. Now, it is dumping a bunch of rain. There are areas where the rain's coming down 3 to 6 inches an hour, and they've already had at least a foot or more of rain in some areas, and it's still raining. Now, there is a surge, too, of water that's come in with this. And, of course, anybody that knows anything about New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain and Slidell, it's a very low area, and it doesn't take a lot of water to create problems. And that problem is there now. And to our listeners in New Orleans, we certainly hope that you're heeding the warnings and doing what you need to do, because we don't want to hear about anybody having any trouble. Now, Tropical Storm Cristobal is bringing life-threatening storm surge, tropical storm force winds. The winds are down in terms of intensity. That's a good thing. Inland flooding, though, water's going to be a big problem. Brief tornadoes and high surf and rip currents to the northern and eastern Gulf Coast today. In addition, there are severe thunderstorms which will be possible across the northern plains today. Extremely critical fire weather is forecast in the central high plains, with critical conditions continuing across the southwestern U.S. Now, we do have fire threat advisories today for Colorado, for most of New Mexico, for the eastern part of Arizona, for the southern part of Utah. We also have got, in addition to the rain and all that, out west we've got a hard freeze warning for a lot of Nevada. And the mountains, Donner Pass and Lake Tahoe, and up into the central part of Oregon. And then we have a freeze watch today for the central and western part of Montana, the central part of Idaho, the northwestern part of Wyoming, and then on along I-80 out towards Rollins, you've got a hard freeze warning there today, so keep that in mind. Now, there is some heat advisories today for West Texas, which would include El Paso across I-10, down to the Mexican border, and all the way up towards Midland, Texas today, and just shy of Lubbock, where there'll be some high temperatures. Now, in the San Antonio area, just south of San Antonio, you've got some fog tonight. You've got some windy conditions, and that's where the storms may be kicking up in parts of central and western Oklahoma and up into Nebraska. And looks like as if we could have some weather today across Minnesota and across parts of Iowa and across parts of Wisconsin. So we'll keep our eyes open for that. Now, the north, the southwestern corner, sorry, of Ohio tonight has some fog there. That would be Cincinnati And it would be I-75 north out of Cincinnati, about 50 miles or so. You've got some dense fog, so be advised of that tonight. And there's also some rain in the panhandle of Florida. And we do have some rain tonight, scattered showers that are over towards Lake City, Florida, tonight. So you folks listening to us on 107.5, you probably got a little bit of rain up there in your area, so just keep in mind. But again, to our listeners in New Orleans and our affiliate over there in Slidell, that area, please be careful as the rain is still coming down. It's going to be deep. You're going to get rain for several more hours yet, and those areas that have got a foot or more of rain are just going to add to the total. No idea as to what the total will be because it's already exceeding what they thought it was going to be to begin with. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and on the line we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the news came out over militarytimes.com that we apparently got another bad guy, but we didn't. The French did in North Africa.
AQIM, otherwise known as in the Maghreb. We provided the intelligence, the surveillance, and the reconnaissance for the French through AFRICOM. And they killed this cat, Droogdal, who is one responsible for creating Al-Qaeda networks in North Africa, otherwise known as the Maghreb, which includes Mali and Mauritania, Libya, Tunisia, and Niger. And he's been at it a long time. He actually fought, he was in Afghanistan and fought against the Soviets, going all the way back to that time. So anyway, he's gone, but that doesn't mean AQIM is. They're pretty resilient.
Now, we had a horrible incident yesterday where a sheriff's deputy in Northern California was killed in an ambush by not just being shot, but he also had a bomb thrown at him by apparently an AWOL Air Force staff sergeant who has been caught, shot, and wounded in a gunfight. But my God in heaven, I mean, this is... And by the way, the numbers are astounding for the last week of the law enforcement officers that have either been injured or have been killed. It's just unbelievable.
We have actually been catching quite a few here lately in the last few days. A lot of people don't necessarily realize that. The two guys that were in the black SUV that hit the police officer in Brooklyn that tried to run him over, well, they were actually caught in South Carolina. So I would say that's some excellent police work. We also nailed a Pittsburgh guy who was in possession of homemade explosives. So he's been federally charged. We actually caught a guy, this one's interesting, in Miami who was clashing with all the police down there and destroying police cars, and he says that he was a member of another activist group called Southern Slaves. So it's important to understand that while all of this is happening, happened, especially last weekend, we are catching these people. In fact, three were arrested in Austin, Texas, for looting the Target store there, and they were clearly Antifa.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, we're going to talk about Minnesota, and can they just get rid of the police like you snap your finger? You might be surprised at the answer. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.